Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your dial. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And this is The Feeling of Jazz. We bring you what we think to be some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10, with a little break for the news at the top of the hour. And we make an effort to bring you some entertaining swinging sounds that aren't heard on the radio land elsewhere. And my portion of the show will continue to salute the highlight and highlight the work of jazz pianist Red Garland. And this is our second installment, and I hope you'll enjoy the piano stylings of Red. Miles Davis had not put Red in the piano chair of his most famous influential quintet in the 1950s. It had Miles on trumpet and John Coltrane on tenor sax. Red might have continued in semi-obscurity. As it turned out, he really affected the development of jazz piano, particularly in the influence of his chord voicings and block chords. And after Red left Miles in 1958, he had a successful decade in his trio, drums and bass, usually Paul Chambers and Art Taylor. But then after about 10 years, he almost dropped out completely and returned to around the Houston, Texas area, where he would gig a little bit off and on. And then he did come out of retirement around 68 and 69, and continued to actively play until his death in 1984. So we're going to play some of his sounds. I think you're going to enjoy it. We're going to open up with his album Soul Burning on the Prestige label. And this is Red backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums, recorded in Englewood Cliff, New Jersey, in July of 1960. This is a great old standard by Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen, Blues in the Night. Thank you. Ah, the tasty piano stylings of our highlight artist of the week, Red Garland. And that was a wonderful version of the Arlen composition, Blues in the Night, on a Prestige label. So what's up next, Al?
First up, we'll hear from Zoot Sims. It's from a Pacific Jazz CD entitled A Gasser, and it features Zoot on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, and Monty Budwig on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. It's a tune written by Russ Freeman, and it's entitled Bones for Zoot. Thank you. And that was Bones for Zoot, a tune written by the pianist Russ Freeman, featuring Zoot on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Monty Bugwood on bass, and Mal Lewis on drums. That was from a Pacific Jazz CD released in 1988 entitled A Gasser.
Continuing our salute to the jazz pianist Red Garland and his great artistry on the piano, we're going to move now to an album he cut on the Prestige label. This was live at the Prelude Club in New York City in October of 1959. And here again, he's here with a trio. It includes Jimmy Rouser on bass, and now we have Charles Speck Wright on drums. And Red digs deep into the old traditional songbook and does a nice, easy swinging version of Bye Bye Blackbird. Thank you. All right, our salute artist of the week, Tasteful Sounds of Piano Man Red Garland. As I noted at the outset, it was live at the Prelude Club in New York City, October 2nd, 1959. There was a nice bass solo there by Jimmy Rosser, and we had Specs Wright on drums. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is from a CD entitled For Ellington, released on the East West Records label in 1988. And it features the classic MJQ, John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. It's the Ellington classic, Rockin' in Rhythm. That was the Modern Jazz Quartet with the Ellington classic Rockin' in Rhythm, featuring John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. It's from an East-West Records CD released in 1988 entitled For Ellington.
Next we find our highlight artist of the week, a pianist Red Garland, in a quintet setting. This is an album he cut on the Jazzland label in March of 1962 in New York City. And for this gig, Red brought in Blue Mitchell on trumpet, who was working with the Horace Silver Quintet at that time, premier baritone sax man Pepper Adams, one of the best bassmen on the scene, Sam Jones, the drummer with the Miles Davis Quintet, Philly Joe Jones, and they do Rodgers and Hart's composition, Falling in Love with Love. Thank you. That was our featured artist of the week, pianist Red Garland, leading up a little quintet on the Jazzland label, cut in 1962, called Red's Good Groove. And he had a fine tenor sax, or baritone sax work there by Pepper Adams. The trumpet work was by Blue Mitchell. So what's up next, Al?
Next up is a group headed by Chicago native Johnny Griffin. It's on an LP entitled The Big Soul Band on the Riverside label. Features Johnny on tenor sax, Harold Mayburn on piano, Clark Terry and Bob Bryant on trumpet, Charles Davis on baritone sax, Edwin Williams on tenor sax, Julian Priester and Matthew G. on trombone, Frank Strozier on alto sax, Victor Sproles on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. It's a tune written by Bobby Timmons entitled So Tired. Thank you. That was a tune entitled So Tired, written by Bobby Timmons and performed there by a group led by Johnny Griffin, with Johnny on tenor sax, Harold Mayburn on piano, Clark Terry and Bob Bryant on trumpet, Charles Davis on baritone, Edwin Williams on tenor sax, Julian Priester and Matthew G. on trombone, Frank Strozier on alto, Victor Sproles on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. That was released on the Riverside label, and the LP was entitled The Big Soul Band.
Now we find our featured artist of the week, pianist Red Garland, in another quintet session on the Prestige label. He cut innumerable albums on the Prestige label, probably a dozen. And this is a great ballad written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg. It's from Red Garland's album, High Pressure. And he brings into the studio John Coltrane on tenor sax, who was playing in the Miles Davis quintet with Red Garland at the time, and as Donald Byrd on trumpet, George Joyner on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. This is cut in Hackensack, New Jersey, in November 1957. A great ballad. What is there to say? Beautiful block chord piano work of our highlight artist of the week, Red Garland. A great ballad, What Is There to Say? Also heard fine tenor sax work there by John Coltrane. And the melophious trumpet work was by another great jazz artist, Donald Byrd. Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on your radio dial. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes, and we're back for a second hour of modern mainstream jazz. I think you're going to would enjoy what we have coming up on our agenda for the second hour. We're going to close it out with Red Garland from his prestige album, The Groovy, cut in New York City, 1957. Here he does the old Ellington standard, C-Jam Blues.